So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf mentioned several cases of kasav la nedur shvua ein li alayich, ein yochel hashbia. A husband who absolved his wife from making a vow or oath cannot later compel her to make an oath. The Gemara explains that there are two possible oaths from which he absolved her. Ala petrapia shenasis b'chayibala. Generally, if the husband appoints his wife to manage some of his affairs during his lifetime, he or his heirs can ask her to swear that she handled everything honestly. Here, he tells her, I will not impose such an oath. Hapagemes ksubasa. When a wife admits to already having collected part of her ksuba, she is required to swear that she did not collect the entire ksuba. Here, he absolved her of this oath. Now, the Gemara cites a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Marav says that where he said stam, without specifying, neder u'shvua ein li alayich, ein yochel lashbia, he absolved her only of the shvua of apitropia shenasas b'chayibala, because he causes it. He wants to eliminate suspicion. Therefore, he tells her, I will not ask you for this oath. I will not suspect you of wrongdoing. However, he did not mean to absolve her of the shvua of pagemis ksubasa, because she causes it. Since she received part of her ksuba, it's reasonably possible that she received all of it. Therefore, he does not feel compelled to absolve her of this oath. Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Bar Avua says that it also includes pegemes ksubasa, because usually she asks him to absolve her of this oath, because demaska adaita dilma mitzucha li zuzi, v'shakilnu miksubasai, v'homala kasabli deloy meshbasli. She anticipates that she may need to collect some of her ksuba for need of money. Therefore, she asks him to absolve her from this oath, and as Rashi explains, Patra Mikol Shavua, he then absolves her from all possible Shavuos. Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda Marav agrees that Pagemis Ksubasa is also absolved from a Shavua, because as Rashi explains, Shavua al Yidei Nechasav Ba'ala, he absolved her from any Shavua related to his estate. Rashi explains that the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Ala Petrapia Shenasas B'chaya Ba'ala, was referring to the following ruling of the Mishnah. Halcha mikever baila lebeis aviyah, oisha chazru lebeis chamel, v'loi nasas apetrapeh, ein ha-yershin meshbiyin oisa. If she went to her father's home directly from her husband's burial, in which she certainly did not manage his affairs anymore after his death, or she returned to her father-in-law's home, which is her husband's home, but did not continue to manage those affairs, the yershin cannot compel her to make an oath regarding her management during her husband's lifetime, because Patra Mikol Shavua, he had absolved her from the oath. However, Vim Nasis Abitrapyan, Hayershin Meshbin Isal Asid Lava, the A Meshbin Isal Mashavar. If she did continue to manage after her husband's death, the Yershin can compel her to swear about her subsequent dealings when it was theirs, but cannot compel her to swear regarding her previous dealings during her husband's lifetime, because then it belonged to their father who had absolved her. At what point does it change from al masha over to al ha'asad lover? Rabbi Yehuda Marav explains, al apetrapia shenasas b'chaya habal. Al masha over refers to chaya habal when he was alive, because it was nechas of his assets. However, be misa likvura meshbi'in ala, al ha'asad lover refers to immediately after his death, even before burial, because at that point it was no longer nechas of, it was their assets. It already belongs to the Yarshim. Rav Masna disagrees and says, Afila ben misa lekvura, loy mashbin in law. The Yarshin cannot compel her to swear about her dealings between his death and burial either, because lekvura mizavninon b'loy achrasta. She is permitted to sell his estate for burial costs without publicizing the sale. As Rashi explains, Efsha shaloy tazalzal benimtze shvur sheker. She must have undersold some of the estate to obtain funds for his burial, and she would be compelled to swear falsely. We proceed with the next Mishnah, which mentions several cases in which a woman is required to swear in order to collect her ksuba. Hapegemes ksubasa. When she admits to a partial ksuba collection, leitefer ele b'shvua. Eid echad mi'ida shipura. When a single witness testifies that she already received the ksuba payment, leitefer ele b'shvua. Minichse yisayim. When she collects the ksuba from her husband's estate that was already transferred to the Yershin, and when she collects the ksuba from her husband's estate that was sold to others, leitifra ela b'shvua. when she collects the ksuba in her husband's absence, lo tifra el bishvua. The Mishnah continues with the details of these cases. Habegemes ksubasa ketsa. Heisik ksubasa elav zuz v'omar lo hiskebalti ksubasayich, v'hoi meres lo hiskebalti elamono, lo tifra el bishvua. The first case of Pegemis Ksubasa refers to a Ksuba amount of 1,000 zuz, in which he claims that he already paid the full amount of 1,000 zuz, and she claims that she only received a partial amount of 100 zuz. She is required to make an oath to collect the rest. Eidach mi'idashi peru ketzat. Heisik Ksubasa elav zuz, v'amal lo iskebalti ksubasayich, v'hiri meres lo iskebalti, v'eidach mi'idashi peru, li tifra el b'shvua. The second case of Eid Echad Me'ida refers to a ksuba amount of 1,000 zuz, in which he claims that he already paid the full amount of 1,000 zuz, and she claims that she did not receive anything, and the sole witness testifies that she received the full amount. She is required to make an oath in order to collect the ksuba. The Gemara explains that in the above two cases, the Shvur Deiraisa of Moed B'Miktzis, or Eid Echad, does not apply because of two reasons. Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar. Chada the chala nishbon shabat tayro nishbon b'loy mishalman, v'hi nishbaz when they tell us, v'oid ein nishbon al kfiras shibi karkois. Therefore, they're both midrabanan. In the case of begemis ksubasa, it is because the para daik the mifraloy daik, v'ram rabanan shvur lo kihecha de tedik. Usually, the payer, the husband, is careful to note the amount, while the payee, the wife, is not so careful to note the payment amount. Therefore, the Chacham impose a Shvua, which compels her to recall the payment amount. In the case of Eid Echad Me'ida Sheperua, it is Kedei Lohafiz Dait Shobal, to pacify the husband in his claim. The next three cases have the same reason. Min Nechasim Mishabadim Ketzad. Mocha Nechasim La'acherim, V'hin Nefras Min HaLekuchais, Le'tifra El B'Shvua. The third case of Nechasim Mishabadim is when he sold his properties, and she wishes to confiscate his assets from the Lekuchais. The fourth case of Nechsi Yisayim is when he died, and his estate transferred to the Yershim inheritors, and she wishes to collect her ksuba from the Yershim. The fifth case of Shalei Bafanav is when her husband traveled abroad, in which she wishes to confiscate his assets for her ksuba. In all these three cases, she is required to swear in order to collect her ksuba because, as Rashi explains, since the husband would be entitled to request a shvur shalei pratich, swear that I have not paid you already. Therefore, ta'aninan lekuchais, ta'aninan liyasmi, ta'aninan loy. The bezdin defends and makes this claim in behalf of the buyers, or his children, or for him in his absence.